I guess it's still impossible not to think of minimalism when you think of Steve Reich, but his music has been increasingly maximal since the 1970s, and it's more and more brought in elements of harmonic structure and lavish scoring and long-range symphonic almost kinds of structure that one doesn't associate with minimalism at all, so that it really represents a kind of departure from minimalism, but always with an undercurrent of what is so invigorating about minimalism, which is that very, very strong sense of a rhythmic pulse. You know, Steve Reich as a musician is a kind of circular musician who has gone back and picked up elements from earlier in musical history, from all over the globe, from Indonesian and African sources. He will draw on all kinds of things when he writes music. That's very much the case even from the 1970s and what I consider sort of the landmark work in his career, a piece called Music for 18 Musicians.
Some of the music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich, performed by Steve Reich and musicians from a Nonesuch recording. And actually, you have a great story about this, Ted, about this particular piece of music.
Well, it's a thrill to have seen it sort of come into existence. In 1975, I was at the National Endowment for the Arts, and Steve Reich was one of our applicants for a grant for Music for 18 Musicians. And I remember talking with him on the phone and him telling me a little bit about the stuff he had done already and how excited he was to be working on this new piece and that he felt it was really going to be a breakthrough. Well, it really was a breakthrough. It was a tremendous watershed, really, in his career. It was the piece that made him very, very famous.
So you are one of the evil people, Ted, who worked for the NEA and is wasting our taxpayer dollars, aren't you?
In the glory days. In the glory days. It was now a full quarter of a century ago, and it was really a great place to be.
This work ends up lasting an hour, which, I don't know, maybe people might find hard to believe with a so-called minimalist work. But Steve Reich he's branched out in ways that perhaps are unexpected.
It's sort of the high watermark of minimalism, and at the same time, the end of minimalism, because he's already drawing in these other elements, a kind of a tropical, lush texture. There are singers in this piece. There's a rich instrumental ensemble. So the whole thing is headed in the direction of a much larger and grander conception. And the piece now lasts about an hour. So if you want a classic, here's one.